morning to you.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Okay, 24 hours left as the doctor.
I know, the clock really is ticking now.
It is.
It's been a long goodbye, but this is it.
Hasn't it just?
I know.
In fact, something like 75 appearances across television and radio over the last
Somebody
3 weeks.
Somebody just thrust this in front of me. It's mostly all repeats of things
yesterday.
On Radio 7.
Look, I hold you responsible for this, David Tennant.
Yes. Do you know, if you look through that list, there's like a couple of new things. It's mostly old repeats on far remote digital channels.
And several flyings with reindeers for BBC
There's a
Islands.
Bit of that, yes. But that doesn't count.
It's been a busy old Christmas for you, though, one way or another.
It has. But this has been it. You know, this is we've been preparing for this episode for 4.5 years. Yeah. We're not going to go quietly.
No. Okay,
but
fair
honestly,
enough.
After tomorrow night, you'll never see me again. No. That's it. I'm going to go into hiding.
I don't know. Is Britain's most popular TV actor, as someone described you somewhere. I don't think that you'll be let go off that easily.
Well, we'll see.
You have made the role your own in a way that no one else has managed to achieve it so far. I don't know how comfortable you are with that when you receive all those kind of plaudits. Is that
it's very flattering, but I don't know how accurate that is, really. I think, you know, Doctor Who is a huge cultural thing, and when you're in the midst of it, I think you know people think, oh, this is the most exciting, the most popular it's ever been. I think this show has been huge and popular and all-consuming for many, many years now, and I think I'm just fortunate to be the caretaker for a while.
Well, it is your opportunity to speak to the doctor this morning. 0500 909 693 if you want to call him. You can text us on 85058. We've had loads of texts and emails and postings on our Facebook page and all sorts already this morning, so we'll be playing you or asking you some of those very shortly. Here's just a little taster of tomorrow's final episode.
Sometimes I think the Time Lord lives too long.
The day is almost upon us. This is the Doctor's final battle.
I don't want you to die.
This shall be spectacular.
And also, by the way, before we get into that, we're also going to be steering this conversation off into a slightly different direction later on, because, of course, Doctor Who brought back after 17 years.
Yeah.
And we want to know what other TV shows people would like to see regenerated.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but here are a few ideas.
Yeah.
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
It does,
Cagney
doesn't it?
Lacey.
Yeah.
Also, Quantum Leap, Red Dwarf.
That was quite fun. That was like a sort of name the theme tune quiz, wasn't it?
You weren't very good at all of them.
I only missed one.
Quantum Leap, okay.
I got it when you reminded me.
Dallas, $6 Million Man, The A-Team. I think The A-Team's being made into a big Hollywood
movie,
film.
It's a movie, yeah, any minute, yeah.
Cheers and The Generation Game. So any more thoughts on that, we'll discuss that later on in the programme. But we'll go straight to our calls if we can. First of all, let's hear from Pamela in London. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
And you have 6-year-old Ezra. That's your boy, isn't it?
I do, yeah.
Pamela. Talk directly to David. He's there for
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, David. I'm speaking to Doctor Who.
Oh, you are. Well, for another day at least.
I used to hide behind the settee when I was little, actually, but I think that was Tom Baker or Bill Pertwee. So
did you? John Pertwee, I think.
John Pertwee.
Bill Pertwee was Dad's army, but maybe that sent you behind the sofa too. I don't know.
But my 6-year-old is a big fan of yours.
Oh, I'm delighted.
I'm sitting here with a little 2-inch gold Dalek.
Very good.
The Daleks being the big danger around our house.
Sure.
So he spent much of Boxing Day putting a force field around my parents' house.
Brilliant.
With his sonic screwdriver.
Excellent, you see, you
so
see.
So any tips you can give him, that would be...
Just keep playing with the frequencies. There's all sorts of things you can do with that sonic screwdriver, things you wouldn't even know it can do yet. You just have to keep tweaking the frequency.
I think he's onto that, yeah.
Did you have, Pamela, did you have any hesitation in letting your six-year-old son watch it? Did you think that was about the right age, a bit scary for him?
Well, you know what? He doesn't watch anything. I don't let him watch Spider-Man, Ben 10, all these kind of cartoons that a lot of his friends watch. The only thing he's allowed to watch is Doctor Who.
Oh, I think Ezra's a fine child.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have to let them, because generally all their friends in the playground are talking about all kinds of things. I thought, well, I knew Doctor Who, obviously I watched it when I was little, and it's very imaginative and it is scary, but I think if you keep just to the one enemy, the Daleks, then you're okay.
Pamela, did you say Ezra's there with you?
He's here.
Do you want to put him on the phone?
He'd love to speak to the doctor.
Brilliant.
Okay, let's have him.
Speak to the doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Hey, Ezra. How are you doing?
Fine.
I hear you've got a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, I have, but I left it in my grandma's room, tied, and I've got a toy of you and a gold Dalek I got from Christmas.
Very good.
And there's two devilses that I've got. One I got from Christmas, one I didn't. And also I've got a canine.
Right.
And I've got a marble jar. So when I get all the marbles, I get to pick two toys from a Doctor Who shop.
Well, so you have to collect the marbles, and then you get a reward.
Yeah, if I'm good, I get them. And if I'm bad, I get them out.
Oh, I see. Right, so your mum gives you the marbles when you've been good.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like you've got more equipment there than the doctor himself, Ezra.
Well, yeah.
How full is your marble jar at the moment, Ezra?
About quite high, yeah.
Quite high? Right, okay. You've been very good on this phone call. I think you maybe deserve a marble for doing it, for being so good on the radio.
Okay.
Maybe you could, I don't know.
I'd negotiate that one if I were you, Ezra, definitely.
Negotiate that with your mum, yeah.
Ezra, listen, thanks very much. Do you have a final message for the doctor before you watch him tomorrow night?
Okay.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I hope you enjoy tomorrow night, Ezra.
Okay.
Thank you very
much,
Ezra. Lovely to hear from you. It's actually slightly bizarre having watched a Christmas Day episode, anticipating tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
A bit like watching the Titanic. You still think that somehow it won't hit the iceberg.
Maybe it won't. Maybe it's all been a big ruse. Maybe we've got things coming tomorrow night that nobody can predict.
In fact, someone else did text in earlier and saying, I can't believe he's going to die. But we'll wait to see. Let's hear from Lynn in Leicester.
Maybe he doesn't die. Maybe
hey, Lynn.
Hello.
Hello. David is there for you.
Hello, David.
Hello. How are you doing, Lynn?
I'm fine. I think you're being far too modest.
Oh.
I've watched The Doctor since the days of William Hartnell, and you are by far and away the Doctor.
Wow.
You've added a breadth and an extra dimension to it, and you will always be the ultimate Doctor.
What makes him the ultimate Doctor, Lynn? Explain that for me.
I think he's down the line of Doctors. They've each had their own quirkiness. Different kinds of humour, a bit of madcap stuff, and all the aliens. I think David has given the Doctor a humanity, but with all the other stuff as well.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
I think the series, has been enhanced after its 7-year break by computer-generated stuff, so it's been really exciting.
And some excellent writing, I suppose you'd also say, David.
I think that's had the bedrock of it always, and Russell T. Davis has just given it...
But you're far too modest.
Well, that's... Now, you can say that, but I can't.
It won't be for much longer if you go on like that, Lynn. Lynn, I know that you...
I have a three-part question, really.
Okay, go on.
I had to record Hamlet.
Oh, right.
Because I couldn't bear to watch you as Hamlet until you were no longer the Doctor.
Ah, interesting.
So my question is, do you prefer stage or screen? Do you have a role or a particular character that you would like to play? And do you think, having become the Doctor so specifically in people's minds, any of the above will be affected by that?
Well, hope not. They haven't been so far. I seem to have managed to do quite a wide variety of stuff while I've been doing Doctor Who, actually. I mean, I did Hamlet on stage and then on screen. It doesn't seem to have been a hindrance so far. That was, you know, when you go into a long-running series, it's a bit of a worry that you'll become so associated with it you can't move away. And maybe now is not the time to know if I'll ever quite shake it off. But not that I want to shake it off as such, but obviously I want to be able to go do other things as well.
I think your agent was a bit hesitant, wasn't he, in advising you to take the role in the first place?
She was way back, yeah. But she changed her mind once she saw how good the new series was, actually. That's what changed it. I do want to go back on stage at some point. It's sort of what I've always done, and I'm sure something I will always keep doing. So I've no immediate plans, but I'm sure I will.
Lynn, thank you very much. Enjoy the final episode tomorrow night.
Thanks,
well,
Lynn.
I shall have plenty of hankies.
Good.
Oh, gosh. 0500 999 693. We've got Dominic, Claire and Bryony all waiting, but it's 9:15, so we ought to get to the travel, and Helen's here as well, of course. Thanks, Rachel. Let's start with the